I'm with Galesburg High School Principal Jeff Houston as the students in the class of 2017 are making their way through their elementary schools now. Jeff, I guess I hadn't heard of this before, but it's something that more and more schools are doing, right?
Yeah, we did this last year, and my wife brought this to my attention a year ago, and it was right towards the end of the year, and I approached Mr. Grimm and said, "What do you think? Can I pull this off?" And he said, "Yeah, get her done." And so we closed the loop and got her done, and it was just a great day. It was a meaningful thing that I'll be honest with you, I was moved and touched by the experience, and I didn't really do anything other than just watch the kids go back to their roots of education and visit the buildings and see old teachers, and it was just a good day.
That's really the point of this, is to kind of remember where you came from, right?
Yeah, it's actually twofold. Sure, it's a chance to celebrate our seniors one last time for this accomplishment, but it's also important for the kids in these grade schools to see what it means to be a high school graduate. You know, they're able to sit in the hallways, they clap our seniors through the building, and they get to see what it means to have a cap and gown on, and know what it means to why you're in school and what that culminating experience is.
I was thinking about my high school graduation day, and I remember going in, waiting for the ceremony to start, thinking, let's just get this over with. Is that a lot of what these kids may be going through, and maybe you're trying to kind of help them get away from, maybe?
Well, we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate student success any way we can. And these kids, this is an accomplishment. You know, some of these kids are going off to college. Some of them are going off to careers, and some of them are still figuring it out. So, I want the day that we have here today is a day that they feel better about the accomplishments that they've received to this point, and it's just a good day.
You and I are talking at Silas Willard, and it's been recently rebuilt. Is this going to be a little awkward for them, since this isn't really the same building that they went through?
It was kind of interesting, because I was in here when they walked in, and I don't think some of the students have been in here. So they walked in, and there was a lot of oohs and ahs. And so, yeah, I think it went from, the old school to the new school, and they now see that this is a building that, these kids now in first and second grade are going to go through the process, and they'll remember this school. So,
Speaking of the elementary students, I know you deal with high school kids all day, but what do you think this says, or what kind of messages sends to the elementary and the junior high students that these soon-to-be graduates are going to be meeting today?
Well, it's funny because, there's little brothers and sisters. They come up and hug. Their brothers or sisters as they've seen them, and then, they see the idea of why they need to come to school and work hard, and what it means to them going through this process, and they don't get that right now, but they'll get it.
Someday this could be you.
Exactly right. We want that to be you.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of your students today, and what have they been saying?
Well, it's kind of fun. Yeah, this is fun for me, because I told them the other day, as a first-year principal, this is the first class that I get to graduate, and I'm very proud of them and their efforts, and, looking forward to graduation and getting them walked across the stage and getting them their diplomas.
We're talking in front of a group of students that are now at the point where I think they're applauding everybody that comes by.
Yeah, the custodian come by, and they applauded him.
That must mean they like everybody, right?
Oh, it's just a good day. There's a good vibe in the district today, and the teachers get to see their past students. That's a meaningful thing, too. And, we've got four retired teachers that are leading this today. We also are celebrating them as they get ready to retire and embark on that next chapter in their lives. So, yeah, this is just a good vibe in the district today.
First-year principal, how has this year gone?
Yeah, I love my job. It's different every day, different set of problems, a different set of celebrations every day. But I get to see the great work this district does. I'm the one that gets to capture that, see the work that all the teachers in the grade schools and elementaries have done with these kids. And, they need to be honored and celebrated as well.
Jeff Houston, Galesburg High School principal, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the coverage.
I'm here with Tiffany Springer, the principal of Silas Willard Elementary School. Tiffany, is this going to be weird for these students, given that this is a whole new building compared to the one that they went to?
I don't believe so. They've kind of made themselves at home on our new playground and have enjoyed the faces, because I think it's people that make a school, you know. So we still have a lot of staff members here that helped impact the lives of these kiddos. And the cool opportunity was to have their picture taken in front of the historical entryway to Old Silas. So that's another memory in the making.
What do you think, other than that sort of memory-making, what do you think this opportunity sends to these graduates?
I think it not only sends a message to the graduates about respecting those people who have been influential in your lives, but I think it's also impacting for my current students to see this is what I can do, this is what I can become, and they'd see that goal ahead of them in an earlier stage.
Yeah, I was talking to Jeff earlier, and the thing that came to my mind was I said, you know, someday this could be you, right?
Absolutely. And I think the students are seeing that now that this is our second year. They're excited. Will they still do this when we go there, Mrs. Springer? Absolutely. And I thank you, and I thank Mr. Houston for providing that opportunity.
Yeah, I was talking to him about this. This isn't something that I'd really heard of before now, but this is something that seems like more and more high schools are doing to kind of maybe help the kids remember where they came from.
Absolutely. And on the elementary end, you know, the future of graduating from high school seems a little far out, or even college and, you know, a career, but letting them see these little glimpses of what they can become is exciting.
I was going to say, I can barely think about what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone 4 or 8 years down the road, right?
This is true. This is true. Absolutely.
What does this do for you as a principal?
I think it just instills the same ideals that we tell the kiddos all the time. If you work hard, you give every day, and you're a part of the community, you'll get to earn certain things. You have certain positive consequences for everything you do, right? I mean, if you work hard and you labor and you learn, I mean, there are successes. And these kiddos are just observing the success of our seniors. And now that they're going on to college and doing different things with their lives, it's a nice reality for them.
You brought it up a minute ago, but if I didn't know any better, I think we might need to start instilling recess in high school again.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty exciting for them to come say, can we go out in the playground? Absolutely. Absolutely. They're still kids.
It must have been that fresh smell of rubber from the chips here.
Yeah, I think the mulch is a little bit nicer to fall on than the gravel we used to have. So they're kind of enjoying that. I see them bouncing around quite a bit.
There you go. Tiffany Springer, principal of Silas Willard. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I'm talking here at Silas Willard with Chloe Stewart, who's about to be a graduate of Galesburg High School. I just learned you're student of the year this year.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're going through your elementary school again, and you're about to go through your middle or your junior high again. So far, what's this like for you?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird being, like, graduating. It's all surreal.
Mr. Houston's awesome, too.
Mr. Houston is awesome, too.
He didn't tell you to say that at all.
No, not at all. No.
So what kind of emotions, what kind of was going through your mind when you walked through Silas Willard here? And I was talking with Mr. Houston about that. Mm-hmm. This isn't the same school necessarily that you went through.
No, but seeing all the little ones, I had my friend started a theater company, and I did it with him, and all of our little ones that were in it, most of them, some of them are here, and it was just great to see them and be able to interact with them and be able to share this a little and with them.
What kind of a lesson do you think this is giving you today?
I think it's, I mean, not just giving me a lesson, but also the kids. Like, it's showing me that, like, these kids are going to go through this and they're going to get there. And it's just awesome to see that one day they're going to be doing what we're doing right now.
You're graduating. What's your future after you get the diploma?
I'm going to St. Ambrose University, and I'm majoring in special education and minoring in music.
What led you to that decision?
I was doing this GAVC class, early childhood education, at Galesburg, and it just really made me fall in love with educating. And since my little brother's autistic, and he had just, like, given me a heart for doing something with special education. So just, like, having both of those come together, it was just something that it just felt like fate, like I needed to do it. So,
well, congratulations, Chloe. I'm about to make you miss the bus. So thank you so much and best wishes.
Thank you.